This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun here with you on the Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Or hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson. I'll take comments and questions there as well. Two guests for you tonight coming up at 9:30. Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post, NFL writer, joins me on what is bonkers already, NFL free agency, teams signing their own players, players that were already cut and available, finding new teams, and of course, starting tomorrow, Monday, tomorrow at noon, it is the legal tampering period, which means that teams and NFL agents can have conversations about players. They can align on new deals. The players just cannot sign them yet, the free agents, but they can agree on them. So starting tomorrow, we are going to see at noon a flurry of deals, because if you think these conversations aren't all happening, even though they're not supposed to happen until noon tomorrow, well, think again. So that leaves us with who will the Jets sign? Who will the Giants sign? Who's going to play quarterback for the Jets, for the Giants? Which free agents are they signing? What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to switch from the Jets to the Giants? And with all the implications and the trades and the stuff that we're seeing, what does it mean for quarterbacks around the league? And then for Giants and Jets, you know what? There are a bunch of other positions besides quarterback. And so what is that number one position, or who is that number one player that you have your eye on, that free agent that you'd like to see for the Giants or the Jets? What position, what player besides quarterback? Of course, we're going to start with the quarterback. So there's all of that. And then, of course, the other major topic, as we sit here in mid-March, and look, in a week, we'll be doing Selection Sunday. We'll be heavy duty into college basketball and talking all about it. But right now, right this moment and today, we've got NFL free agency about to explode. And we've got an explosion of baseball injuries. And it's teams and players all over the league. But of course, we care most about our corner of the universe. And in our corner of the universe, you know, I was saying to Connor before my show a few moments ago, I love baseball. Connor loves baseball. It's a beautiful game. But we spend all off season talking about the hot stove and what players your team will sign. And we're lucky enough here in New York that our teams actually sign a bunch of the big hot free agent players. But then you have the injuries. And as players, I know players have always gotten hurt, but it just seems as guys have gotten bigger and faster and stronger and their bodies, like a Giancarlo Stanton, are almost, you know, in such shape that any little, you know, it's like a rubber band or something that's stretched so taut that if you just clip it, boom, it falls apart. And it just, you know, that's on the one hand. And then, of course, for pitchers, we have created a game where pitchers generally get paid for throwing the ball hard, you know, high velocity, or throwing with incredible movement and spin rate. And those things, certainly the velocity, but also incredible spin rate, all of those things create devastation on the human arm. And it is only a matter of time until something goes wrong. Some injuries are just bad luck. Somebody gets hit by a pitch. Francisco Alvarez swinging, taking, you know, some swings in spring training and hurting the hamate bone, that little bone on your below your pinky on your wrist, you know, hurting the hamate bone, breaking it, fracturing it. Mets catcher, starting catcher, young catcher, Francisco Alvarez, such an important part of the team now, out 6 to 8 weeks. Who knows? We'll see how long. How long does it take him to really bounce back? Shouldn't impact throwing because it's on his left hand, not his throwing, not his throwing hand, so that's a plus. But in terms of hitting, so that's for sure an issue in a Mets team that obviously has Sean Manaea out until mid-April. Frankie Montas out till, I don't know, mid-May, June 1st, something like that. So the Mets, David Stearns came into this season in spring training without what looked like a clear number one ace type of pitcher, but with a lot of pitching depth at the back end. And the Mets do have a lot of young arms that are going to be down there in AAA that you would think by May 1st-ish will be seasoned enough and ready for some of them to contribute. So that's the Mets. They have to go out and get a backup catcher. I don't think the backup catcher is on this roster. And we'll talk about some options there and what the Mets should do. And that ace conversation for the Mets. And who is that ace where maybe you don't need that guy for 6 months, 162 games of the regular season, but is the Mets starting rotation, is that built for the regular season and not the playoffs? 888-808-1019. So we'll get to that. As for the Yankees, the Gerrit Cole news. And my guest coming up at 10:30 is going to be David Lennon from Newsday, baseball columnist from Newsday. And he was one of the two journalists there in Tampa who talked to Brian Cashman and got the official, it's not official word yet on Gerrit Cole because Gerrit Cole had an MRI. Now they're going for a second opinion. What we've heard from Gerrit Cole is that he's concerned. What we know about Gerrit Cole and that elbow is that he had elbow inflammation last season. It cost him the first part of the season. And a guy in his mid-30s who has been one of the most durable and effective starting pitchers in all of baseball, but he's in his mid-30s now, and last year, for the first time, it caught up with him, had the elbow inflammation, did not need surgery, came back, took him a while to get back pitching well, but come postseason time, he looked like Gerrit Cole. He looked like an ace. Fast forward, here we are. Second outing of spring training. He gets shelled. Goes home. Can't sleep, in pain. Goes to the MRI and says he's concerned. And now the Yankees are getting a second opinion on Gerrit Cole. And the problem here is this. And Brian Cashman saying, you know, that he's worried about this situation, that he's essentially expecting the worst. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be Tommy John. It's just that in this day and age, Gerrit Cole is the rarity. He is the exception. Most pitchers who throw as hard as he does for as long as he has have had Tommy John surgery at this point. He is not. And I hope like crazy for Yankee fans and for Gerrit Cole that this is not the most serious, that this is not Tommy John surgery, that we're not talking about him missing a year, that we're not talking about a situation where even into early next year, you know, oh, when is Gerrit Cole with the Yankees? I hope that's not the case. I hope it's more like last year, where there's a way to treat it. It will be, you know, hopefully for the Yankees' sake, a couple of months or something, and then he's back, works his way back into form and available for the Yankees. And in a lousy American League, a down American League, where there's no Dodgers there. There's no, look, I think the Red Sox are going to be much better this year. There are some interesting teams, no doubt, in the American League. But Dodgers, Padres, Mets, Braves, Phillies, Arizona Diamondbacks. There are a lot of good baseball teams in the National League. Dodgers, of course, tops among all of baseball. There's nobody like that, like the Dodgers, even close in the rest of the sport. And so for the Yankees, you really only need to be a wild card team and then have a healthy Gerrit Cole, have a healthy Luis Gil, and let that starting rotation be the star of the show, which is what Brian Cashman planned when he looked at this team. He saw the pivot, as we called it, the pivot. They lost Juan Soto, and they had to pull off the pivot. And that was better defense and double down. Bring in Max Fried, double down on aces. He joins Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil, the rookie of the year, and you feel like, all right, at the top of this rotation, Rodon just needs to be Rodon. Fine. Clark Schmidt, who has a back strain, and the Yankees are saying he will begin the year in Tampa, and they're hoping, Brian Hoke reporting on this, that he will start game 6 of the season, which is fine, by the way, if that's what happens. That's really not missing time. But that he early in spring training had back issues doesn't thrill you. It would normally be totally fine if you didn't already have Luis Gil out and now Gerrit Cole with an elbow issue. And so the strength of this Yankees rotation, oh, by the way, their top pitching prospect, Chase Hampton, Tommy John surgery, he's done for the year. Another pitching prospect got hit by a comebacker, broke 3 ribs. Stuff like that's bad luck. But the Yankees' depth for all the, is Marcus Stroman worried about pitching out of the bullpen? For the love of God, he's like the number 3 starter. At this point, it's like Cookie Carrasco. What is he, 37, 38 years old? Cookie Carrasco and Will Warren. And I'm fine on giving a young guy like Will Warren a chance. That's great. Just like in the field, position players in the lineup, Yankees, I believe in giving Jason Dominguez, the Martian, a chance out in left field. But when you have injuries or holes in your team, Yankees have no third baseman. DJ LeMahieu hurt, but that was a bad plan A anyway. So now it's Oswaldo Cabrera at third. Okay. No, no, from a bat lineup standpoint, the glove will be fine. But from a bat standpoint, you kind of have a black hole at third. DH, Stanton and the tennis elbows, constantly flying back to New York for PRP injections. No timetable there. No idea for Stanton. So that's DH. No DH. You can rotate. You can give guys a chance. You can have Ben Rice in a platoon. But basically, no third baseman, no DH. And Volpe's bat. Glove's great. How reliable is Volpe's bat? It's fine to have a defense-first shortstop where the bat maybe is only meh or okay. That's okay. Guy who has speed and power, who you're still a young player, still developing, upside, all of that. That's okay. If you have a bat at third, if you have your DH. With all those question marks, what kind of pressure is on Jason Dominguez, young Jason Dominguez, to now produce? That bat better produce. Because there is no Juan Soto or Giancarlo Stanton for now to pick up the slack of this lineup. It's all falling on Aaron Judge. So what do you do if you're the Yankees? Do you make a move right now? Do you sign a J.D. Martinez to be part of a DH platoon? Is Hal willing to pay a few bucks for that? Do you go out and trade for or sign another starting pitcher because you really have no depth? Or do you rely on the fact that the Yankees always do seem to magically find pitchers? Maybe. But have the Yankees, are they too thin, even in a down American League, if Gerrit Cole is really hurt? What's next for the Yankees? All right, so we got that, Mets, Yankees, all of that. And then, of course, we got QB roulette and free agency and what's going on there. And I'll give you my opinion coming up. I'm going to take some calls right now, but let me give you my opinion coming up about Jets and Giants and free agency and quarterbacks and where they...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Should go. What should be the plan at quarterback for the Jets and the Giants? I'll tell you the rumors we're hearing right now. In terms of the Giants, the rumors, it had been Aaron Rodgers. Now we're hearing that Aaron Rodgers may have better offers than the Giants. Better options. In which case, maybe Russell Wilson is the current rumored fallback plan for the Giants. Are you aligned with either of those? Is there somebody else you'd rather for the Giants for that free agent veteran quarterback besides the draft where we know the Giants will be heading. And for the Jets, who should be that bridge quarterback? They currently have Tyrod Taylor on the roster, so he's one option. Who competes with him? What other quarterback would you want? How do you want the Jets to handle that? We've heard a little bit about maybe Justin Fields as a possibility. He and the Steelers have been talking, but apparently Justin Fields is going to test free agency, see what else is out there for him. So we'll see tomorrow. Is that something potentially for the Jets? 888-808-1019. Let's take a call real quick and go to John in Freehold, New Jersey. What's going on, John?
Hey, Lori. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. What do you got for me?
Well, I'd like to discuss the New York Jet offseason football with you, if I may.
Yes.
A couple of things I want to hit on. First of all, the quarterback position that you mentioned regarding free agency. I'm all in on Justin Fields.
Yep.
The bigger question for me with a new regime here is who's going to be that guy that's going to unlock Justin Fields? Because he obviously has the God-given ability. He's your modern-day quarterback where he's very athletic, and he does have a big arm, and he does have a big upside, and he's young enough. And at the point in his career where you get him the right coaching and you build him up and you have him grow with your franchise. So I'm excited about bringing him as a young, like I said, modern day athletic quarterback. But my bigger question is who is going to be the guy that's going to unlock him and develop him the right way where it hasn't happened in Chicago or in Pittsburgh? I know they brought the Detroit game day passing coordinator in, and he's now their new offensive coordinator. My question would be, how much of an influence did he have in Jared Goff's development? Because Jared Goff jumped leaps and bounds from the point that he arrived in Detroit to this point in time that we stand right now in 2025. Did he have a big influence in him? Did he unlock him? Did he, you know, see certain things and have him grow and open up as a quarterback? So that would be my number one thing with the Jets. I would go all in on Justin Fields. Provided they have the right environment of player development people as far as the game, you know, the game day passing coordinator and your quarterback's coach, along with the assistance of the head coach, which I feel should always be a part in your franchise quarterback's development, with Aaron Glenn being a part of that process as well. Now, the other things with the Jets that I'm concerned about, Lori, and that they would need to address in the offseason, you look at this first round pick overall, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
If Will Campbell's there, I'm looking to bring him in. I can't bring Morgan Moses back. He's just too injury prone. He's up there in years, and I don't want to tie up any salary cap funding in regards to bringing him back. So Will Campbell would be my guy. You put him opposite Fashanu, who I feel did a tremendous job in his rookie season a year ago out of Penn State. I look at him as a future Pro Bowler, protecting the blind side of the quarterback. And you put a massive Will Campbell on the opposite side, on your right side, and that Jet offensive line is locked and loaded and ready to go into the future and really help this offense. Because the Jets haven't ran a modern-day offense in forever. They just haven't caught up with the league. They haven't had the right quarterback, and they haven't had the right pieces in place. If he's not there, Lori, I'm going – I got to get Garrett Wilson help because Lazard's going to be gone. Adams is already out of here. You don't know what Corley's going to do. That's another guy I want to see integrated into this offense and make it more energetic and more explosive and bring in Corley, who's supposed to be a poor man's Deebo Samuel, and integrate him into the offense. But I want to go McMillan from Arizona, bring in a real big, strong target with speed that can gain some separation and help Garrett Wilson get open and have a real dynamic tandem at your wide receiver position. And I think that would help Justin Fields tremendously in his development and growth as a Jet quarterback going forward and hopefully developing into their franchise quarterback. Because I don't want to
I'm sorry, I got to let you go, but I gave you a lot of time. Good takes there. So a question on Justin Fields and his development and then the O-line and what are you going to do there? And I'll say really quickly on McMillan and the Jets at 7. I think he'll probably be there at 7, but I also think that it is possible, at least, that, you know, when I look at the Raiders as an example, I just feel like it is possible, at least, that the Raiders are in, you know, may go with McMillan. Now that they have a Geno Smith at quarterback, they don't have, you know, they could use a receiver too. So I could see something like that happening. As for your other comments, I will get to them. We're going to take a break. Matt, Andrew, and James, I see your calls. When we come back, we'll do some baseball with you, and we'll address a little of some of these Jets issues. 888-808-1019. That's the number. Call my friend Connor. He's back there. Connor Green doing his outstanding job behind the glass. We'll be right back.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.